This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I'm pleased to report our best departure results since evacuation operations began have happened in the last 24 hours.
Major General William Hank Taylor, Deputy Director of the Joint Chief for Regional Operations, at a press conference earlier today.
37 U.S. military aircraft, 32 C-17s, 5 C-130s departed from Kabul with approximately 12,700 personnel. On top of that, 57 coalition and partner aircraft left Kabul aircraft with 8,900 personnel. This tremendous display of teamwork and focus resulted in a passenger count of 21,600 individuals leaving Afghanistan in just 24 hours.
President Joe Biden plans to stick with his August 31st deadline for U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan. According to an administration official today, earlier Biden and other G7 leaders met virtually to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for him to keep U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's deadline to facilitate the ongoing evacuation effort. The Taliban have rejected any extension of the deadline. Taliban said today that they hope to win international recognition for their legitimate representative rule over Afghanistan, arguing the diplomatic engagement would help promote global security and ease the suffering of Afghans during decades of relentless wars. A senior member of the Islamist group's cultural commission shared the remarks with VOA, saying consultations with all Afghan stakeholders on forming what the Taliban promised will be an inclusive Islamic government ongoing, and an announcement will be made soon. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign minister said today that an inclusive political settlement is the best way forward for peace and stability in Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. Charles de Ledesma reports from Associated Press.
Taliban spokesman says there can be no extensions for U.S. evacuations in Afghanistan. Zabihullah Mujahid says the U.S. must complete its evacuation of people from Afghanistan by the August 31 date the Biden administration set for the withdrawal of all American troops. Mujahid adds his group will accept no extensions to that deadline. He says life is returning to normal in the country, but chaos at the airport remains a problem. Many Afghans are desperate to flee the Taliban takeover of the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top U.S. infectious disease experts said today that the U.S. could have COVID-19 contained by early 2022 with the possible full approval of more vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci's remarks came one day after the Pfizer vaccine received full approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He said on the NBC News Today program, quote, if we get the overwhelming majority of those 80 to 90 million people who have not yet been vaccinated, who have been reluctant to get vaccinated or have not had the opportunity, I believe we can see light at the end of the tunnel. With the potential full government approval of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine in coming weeks and the possibility of children being approved for vaccinations this fall, Fauci said, we can turn this thing around. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Tuesday that China continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea.
Our vision includes freedom of navigation, which is vital to us all. The livelihood of millions of people depend on the billions of dollars in trade that flow through these sea lanes each day. And yet, in the South China Sea, we know that Beijing continues to coerce, to intimidate, and to make claims to the vast majority of the South China Sea.
Speaking today in a visit to Singapore, the vice president, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has made countering Chinese influence a key part of his foreign policy. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.